Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Wednesday. The Packers will be back on the practice field this afternoon, albeit in a limited capacity, not preparing for a game, obviously, but still trying to stay sharp. Their bye week for the playoffs, wildcard weekend, stretches out before us. It's going to be interesting to watch how it plays out. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers and a couple other folks this afternoon, but right now, it's time to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide. Always good to see everybody mixing it up already in the comments, starting with Sean. Thank you for the super chat. If Hackett got a job somewhere and wanted Getsy for offensive coordinator, could the Packers block that by offering him offensive coordinator in Green Bay? Or would Getsy be able to choose? They cannot block it. He would have to interview for the job, obviously. And as of this year, actually, this is a new rule. Teams cannot block assistant coaches from coordinator interviews. So, yes, they could offer him the position of coordinator in Green Bay. They'd most likely make him interview for it. But no, they cannot block him. So if Hackett were to get a head coaching job and were to offer Getsy offensive coordinator, the Packers would be powerless to stop him other than offering him offensive coordinator of their own and say, why don't you stick around? Now, some of that you have to think is going to be driven by where Aaron Rodgers ends up. I know Getsy and Rodgers are tight. But no, the Packers cannot block him. He is at his own discretion able to go where he wants. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Nags, excited about this run. However, if you listen to the spectrum of talking heads, there seems to be no consensus on a clear frontrunner, parentheses, pack. I'm not surprised by that. First of all, why are you listening to talking heads? Secondly, you know, the Packers obviously are the number one seed. They've earned it, but that doesn't mean they're without flaws. Doesn't mean they can't be, you know, had on any given Sunday. God knows we've lived through that in the playoffs the last decade. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I think every team in the playoff field has their strengths and their weaknesses. I think anybody can beat anybody. And I think what a lot of people are saying, at least that I've heard, is that, you know, teams, this is probably the most kind of wide open field in the sense of anybody could beat anybody. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, what the people behind desks on television say means very little. All that matters is control what you can control, prepare for your opponent, and take care of the football, play your game. And more often than not, that means the Packers are going to win. We've seen that the entirety of the 2021 season. So I wouldn't get too worked up about it. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Rewatched Rodgers' first 2 years after you said he was bad. He progressed much faster than Love. Changed throwing motion. Nearly got traded. That's hilarious. Two, just four quarters of playing time, Favre starting in preseason, rules that don't favor QB, so why Packers media make so many excuses for Love? Okay, Alex, I'm going to give you a pass here because I know you're trying to prove a point, but you're really out of your depth. You went and watched every training camp practice, every preseason snap. Guess what? That's impossible. You can't physically do it. So I'm, like I said, I understand that you see Love and see him make mistakes and you think, oh my God, he's so bad. But you completely dismiss the good things he does because you're so determined to be right. Nobody knows. I know people think I'm sitting here trying to usher out Aaron Rodgers for Jordan Love when nothing could be further from the truth. But don't sit here and lie and say you've seen every preseason snap that he took his first 2 years, because it's physically impossible. They're not available. Unless, of course, you have some in at 1265 Lombardi or NFL Films. You were able to go pull the footage. Man, relax. Go outside and touch some grass. Jordan Love is going to do whatever Jordan Love does. But trying to prove a point like that's in the internet when you're just lying is fucking foolhardy, dude. Don't do it. Don't come up in here with that weak shit. Won't put up for it. I do appreciate the super chats, though. Alex, very quickly, sorry, you have a point. Thanks, buddy. Landon, thanks for the super chat. Just like last season, only team that can beat the 2021 Packers are the 2021 Packers. I mean, essentially, I mean, they did suffer a ton of self-inflicted wounds in that NFC Championship game. And that's not to say that you don't give the other team credit. Tampa Bay played very well. And the losses the Packers have suffered this year, the other team played very well. I mean, Packers did put the beat down on the Chiefs defensively. But, you know, yes, the Packers, if they play their game, a clean game, which they do more often than not, they should win the game. 100%. No question about it. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Love to hear A-Rod go off on Boomer yesterday. Wow, man. Talk about a nerve touched. I did think it was hilarious. I mean, I retweeted the Boomer thing with the Simone quote from Ferris Bueller. You know, my best friend's sister's cousin's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. It's kind of what it felt like. But yeah, the whole premise of the idea that Rodgers would have worked not only this season, but his entire career to try and win a second Super Bowl ring, and then at the precipice of doing so, say, nah, I'm out because I want to prove some point about COVID regulations, is one of the dumbest things I've ever fucking heard. So I'm glad Aaron put the kibosh on that because it was ridiculously stupid. Scott, thanks for the super sticker. Very much appreciated, buddy. oh, no. John Moore, thanks for the super chat. From a reliable source of Aaron Rodgers' inner, outer, and direct circle, Aaron Rodgers will return next year just so you get your daughter a dog. Every possibility. I think your source is probably Olive herself. So probably true. Just seen a new Packers motivation video. It was Green Bay Packers Mexico. It was good. I'm glad, Chad. I don't like bad Packers content. So that's great. Can an unvaccinated player play in California? And is this one of the reasons the NFL is considering playing Dallas, asking for a friend? I don't think the switch to Dallas has much to do about the players. I think it has to do with everything in regards to COVID protocols. But yes, I have to think that the Chargers and the Rams have a few unvaccinated players on their team, and they've been playing games there for quite a while now. Jay Radke, thanks for the super chat. Which NFC wildcard team do you think matches up best, player-wise, coach-wise, against their opponent to win this weekend? Man, that's a deep question. I mean, I think the clear answer here is the Buccaneers against the Eagles. That's not to take away anything from what the Eagles have done to get into the position they're in. But even with all the injuries that the Buccaneers face, that defensive front is going to make life real tough for the Eagles. I mean, I know they love to spread stuff out. They love that wide receiver screen. They've gotten a little, they finally started running the ball a little bit. But I think the team speed on defense for the Buccaneers is going to give the Eagles major problems. But, you know, again, all it takes is one special teams blunder, bad, ill-timed fumble or an interception. And it's not like Brady hasn't thrown a couple bad picks this year, because he certainly has. You go back to that Washington game, the pick six against the Saints. I mean, he hasn't been impeccable with the ball. So, you know, you get one or two plays like that, you never know. But I would say that is probably the clearest path to victory of all the teams this weekend. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I'm manifesting 10 degrees, a light to moderate snowfall, and a super loud Lambo for a week from Sunday. Make it so, Chris. I like it. I like it a lot. Scott, thanks for the super chat. Packer fan in Chicago, almost feel bad for this clown show. Almost. You know, it's sad because I love the Bears institution, the franchise, the history, the rivalry. I think the NFL is a great place when the Packers and Bears are both good. It happens so rarely, or it has happened so rarely in my lifetime. But it is great when they have stakes, when they have, you know, things to play for, when they play each other. Again, it just hasn't happened a lot. But, yeah, I hear you. The McCaskies, man, they just seem to not be able to get out of their own way when it comes to running their team. And, I mean, as a Packers fan, I love beating up on the Bears. It's great. But it is a bit of a sad state of affairs. Now, they're not even close to approaching Giants or Washington football team levels of ineptitude. So it's not like it's that bad. But, yeah, it's a sad state of affairs for a once proud franchise. And Packers will just keep taking advantage. Hey, speaking of Chicago and the Bears, Jim McMahon, former Packers backup and Super Bowl winning quarterback with the Chicago Bears, followed me on Twitter yesterday, and I'm kind of scared. He always intimidated me as a kid, and I obviously loved him as a player when he was with the Packers. I'm just hoping, like, I didn't say something horrible about Jim McMahon, because Jim, I love you, buddy. The Goodell headbands. That was the shit. So, yeah. I know. That kind of caught me off guard. Came out of nowhere. Amar, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags. I can't wait for transplants with the band getting back together. Does Turner get back into the lineup? Z on the D-line. Z will be very dependent, I would think, on where he is conditioning-wise. I would suspect it'll probably be what we saw early in the year. You know, 18, 20 snaps, something along those lines, and more obvious passing situations than anything else. As for Turner, that is an interesting question. I know, you know, coach has talked about competition, right? And I think Dennis Kelly has played really well in Turner's absence. But I would suspect they put Turner back in there at right tackle and put Kelly on the bench. Now, anything's possible. We saw them keep Lucas Patrick in at guard against the Lions and send Newman to the bench. So I would suspect they go back to Turner, but I'm sure Matt will be asked about it. And I think some of it will be matchup dependent. We've seen this team, Steno and company, they're not afraid to mix it up a little bit if they think they have a better matchup personnel-wise with a certain guy in there. They did a lot of that last year. They haven't been able to do that much this year because of the injuries. But if they think Kelly or Turner gives them an advantage against whoever they're facing in the divisional round, got to suspect that's where they'll roll. Sorry, guys. Remnants. Don't want to miss super chats. I don't want to make super chats. Think I missed one. Got John Moore. Got Scott. Nick, thanks to the super chat. Hey, Nags, what is your fave Packer moment of the regular season? Mine is probably 37 seconds at San Francisco. What a wild finish. That's a really good question. That's a really good choice. That's absolutely up there. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I think the other obvious contender there is Rasul Douglas's interception to seal the Cardinals game. I mean, it gave us, I was told the game was over. It was a wild time. It was kind of him announcing his presence with authority. You could really kind of go and tick down any one of Rasul's interceptions. But yeah, I would say probably his interception against the Cardinals. That would be mine. But totally get if somebody's got something else that they like better. Nuclear Family, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I remember interviews with opposing quarterbacks and coaches and the Pack beat writers. Does that happen? Did you do that? And which non-Green Bay coaches do you like? Yeah, you know, it used to be a regular thing. I did it when I was on the beat. I think they still do it occasionally, but they haven't been doing it as much. And now I'm not on those calls because they only give it to the local people who are there in the building every day. But when I was on the beat, I did it. Favorite coaches? People are going to roast me, but I don't care. I love Mike Zimmer. I still think he's gruff and hilarious and deadpan and no bullshit. I love it. And that's a big part of why it took him so long to get a head coaching job. The rumor around the league was always that like he just interviewed poorly because he was so gruff and unpolished. I love that about him. And he was always really good when we got him for the beat. So yeah, I always liked Zimmer. I'm trying to think who else was good. Zimmer is the one that really stands out. Sean Payton was always pretty good too, but Zimmer was always my favorite, no doubt. Don Vito, thanks for the super chat. Two-parter. All right. Number one, the Jordan Love critiques have to stop. Not enough data. Good luck with that, buddy. Number two, are we worried returning players will throw off already established chemistry on defense? we're worried about the chemistry that is giving up all these first downs and allowing the opposing offense to stay on the field. I'm not so concerned about it. I hear what you're saying, but no, you want your best players out there. And Jaire Alexander is one of your best players. Za'Darius is one of your best players. You want your best football players on the field. I mean, I get what you're saying, but it's not like they're playing lights out on that side of the ball. And also, fun fact, they ended up the same overall defensive ranking and the same ranking in scoring defense as they did last year. So a lot of sound and fury for the same results, you know, overall. Now, obviously, I do think they're playing better as a unit this season than they were last year. But that is interesting. But yeah, no, you want your best players on the football field. No question about it. I think that's even a question. What else we got? Soder, what's up, man? Thank you for the super chat. Still feel like Love hasn't played in an offense that has been fully organized to leverage his strengths. That said, QB development can be painful. Very, very true, Soder. And I agree. He is very much in the Rodgers offense at the moment. But that said, and I think I said this yesterday, that's your job as a backup, is to be ready and to execute the offense, no matter what it's designed to do. That is literally the job. Now, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. I understand he's not out there getting tons of reps. He's lucky if he gets a handful of scout reps every single practice. But, you know, that's the gig. So it can be painful for that reason, and it certainly has been at times with Jordan, but it is still very, very early. Very early. Amar, thanks again, buddy. Thanks for the super chat. One more. Thanks again for always doing this. Keeps my morning going. I want night playoff games, but seeing fans complain about that it being too cold or pain to get home, like, really? I can't. Well, Amar, okay, that's easy for you and I to say sitting on our couch watching the game, but that's a very real valid thing. I understand that, especially if it's a night game and you got people trying to drive back to Milwaukee or whatever. I get it. I mean, it's not a Milwaukee package, but, you know, there undoubtedly people come from all over the state, hell, all over the country, world, what have you. If you're not staying in a hotel across the street from the stadium, I can understand. Yeah, it can be a pain. All of that said, I love night games as well, and I definitely want as many as possible. The NFL has shied away somewhat from doing that with the Packers in the playoffs because it can get bitterly cold. I suspect they'll probably get an afternoon game, but I would welcome a night game, 100%. I love the way it looks. I love the cold. I'm all in on it, but... like I said, the NFL has kind of shied away from that. Landon, thanks for the super chat. I know you hate hypothetical questions, but if Hackett gets a head coaching job, does Getsy get a look for an OC spot? Landon, funnily enough, that was the very first thing I talked about on this chat. Makes me think I've been going for a while. But do I think he gets a look? No question. Absolutely. I think that discussion will be had. Now, we'll see if the Packers are able to keep Getsy around in that regard, but one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Let's give a shout out to our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Cheesehead. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. Do it, people. I downloaded the DraftKings Sportsbook app this past week. I'm going to be making my first NFL bets this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Do it, people. Parlays, player bets, everything. Do it. DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code Cheesehead. That's code Cheesehead. Do it. My fine folks. Got Landon. What's up? Robin, how are you doing? Ken, morning. How are you? Steven, thanks for being our morning Packers cigarette. Nothing like new Packers news from Nags to start the day. Man, whatever I need to be, that's what I'll be for you guys. Krista, everyone stays. We go on another run next season. I know, in my dreams. Yeah, it's going to be real tough to keep the band back together next year. We're getting the band back together for a playoff run. That's about it. Do the Packers have any staff assigned to scouting coaches, or does hiring new coaches / assistants rely on who Matt and others on staff know? That's a really good question, Michael. As far as I know, it is mostly relationship driven and or they will dive into guys and their tape and their accomplishments when they've kind of narrowed down who they want. But that they, I mean, mostly Matt is very particular about his coaches. And in fact, I had a really long talk with him the first combine when he was the head coach. I got to talk to him for a good like 10, 15 minutes about it. And he was talking about coaching, and there was a guy with Tennessee that he really wanted to bring and couldn't get out of his contract, etc. But he was talking about how hard it is to find good coaches. And I was very dismissive at that point. I was like, oh, come on, you know, like blah, 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 blah. Everyone's at this level. And everyone goes, and he's like, no, man, you don't understand. The little things, the preparation, the amount of teaching that's necessary that guys, some guys are really good at and naturals for, that's hard to find. And it was interesting because, you know, it's very clear that Matt does the work himself. That's not to say that he might not, you know, tell somebody, look, can I get a breakdown of this guy's tendencies or what have you, if it's somebody he's looking at. But for the most part, you know, while there are undoubtedly people that Matt can turn to, Matt does a lot of that himself. I think he takes pride in that. Keith, thanks for the super chat. Are you worried about possible 49ers matchup? Seems like a matchup nightmare. No, Keith. I only worry about my children. I don't worry about the Green Bay Packers or who they might play. If they don't turn the ball over, they're winning that game. Come on, Jimmy Garoppolo, really? Yes, they can run the ball. No question about it. Come on, man. Are the 49ers worried about the Packers? They should be. Don't worry. Also, if you have to, if you must, if it is simply in your DNA to worry about the Packers, let me ask you this. Does it help? Has worrying ever helped a guy get an extra yard? Made a ball incomplete, had a better turnout of a certain play or a series of plays. Has worrying about the Packers ever gifted you anything other than maybe an ulcer? Because I guarantee you the answer is no. Life's too short, man. Don't worry about the Packers. Don't do it. It's just you're wasting your energy. Nagler, please announce Harbaugh to the Bears. Man, that's a real possibility. That's kind of crazy. Matt, thanks for the super chat. We respect everyone. We fear no one. Bingo. That can be either Wooden or it can be Bum Phillips, whichever one you want. Have the Packers ever loved you back? On occasion. On occasion. Every once in a while. And let me tell you, when it happens, sweetness, baby. You'll love Jimmy G if he becomes our QB next year via trade. That's some fun fan fiction right there. You know, they drafted a guy. I don't know if you know this. Breaking news. The Packers drafted a guy. So they don't have to trade for Jimmy G. But, hey, have fun with that. Please announce Lane Kiffin to the Vikings. All right, now I got to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please, please, please join Corey and myself tonight. Packer Transplants Live. We'll be going live at 7 p.m. Always fun to talk Packers with Corey. In the meantime, please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.